There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined by Jasper Hope.
Hello, Jasper. Hi, Jasper.
Hi, good afternoon.
Nice to see you, sir.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you're in a rather busy week as well, aren't you?
It's a crazy busy week for Dubai Opera, I think for the whole of Dubai. So many fantastic events going on. It's a really exciting city to be part of.
It is, and Tuesday night is going to be absolutely epic, as of course you have Dame Joan Collins.
Yes, our very own film and TV star Dame Joan coming to Dubai Opera to kind of tell all, I mean, about her life, some incredible stories of people she's met, things that have happened, projects she's worked on, maybe some gossip, and just answer people's questions. There'll be a chance as part of the show for the audience to ask their own questions directly to Dame Joan.
It's been an amazing career.
Incredible. I mean, you know, she's in her 80s. That is decades and decades of incredible success. The people that she's met and worked with, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, I had a chat with Dame Joan Collins and asked her what we can expect from the show at Dubai Opera.
Well, first of all, I hope people will be entertained, because I think that's one of the most important things about going to the theatre or the movies. I always want to be entertained. I don't want to be preached that, or being given historical facts and things like that. So the audience will be allowed, on the screen behind me, there's going to be a list of things that I will talk about, and then there's a funny list of things I won't talk about. I mean, like what would be on the list I won't talk about? I mean, Donald Trump, for example. And my husband's on the stage with me, and he talks to me, and I answer some questions and give some talks about anecdotes and stories. And then a lady, or a couple of ladies, goes around the audience with a mic and says, which particular subject do you want to ask Joan about? So there will be things up like marriage, children, Hollywood, dynasty. There'll be a few names of stars like Marilyn Monroe or Gene Kelly or Frank Sinatra. And so if the person says, yeah, I want to talk about Marilyn Monroe, I will tell them anecdotes about Marilyn. Or they ask about marriage, I will certainly have a few anecdotes about that. And I try to make it amusing and fresh, because obviously it's unscripted, but obviously I have some anecdotes that have been told before. And behind me on a giant screen, our wonderful videographer, Oliver Soames, will have film or home movies or stills relating to the subject. So the audience will be entertained by not only hopefully what I'm saying, but also by what they see. And it's been very successful in the UK and in the US. So I'm very happy to bring it to Dubai, which I've been wanting to go to for a long time, because I've heard great things about it.
Oh, yeah. So on our way, of course, to Dubai. Tuesday evening is going to be the show. I think it's going to be really interesting for her fans.
I think it will. I think this is a fantastic opportunity. You know, most people don't get to ask stars like this questions, and certainly not stars that have worked with the likes, as she said in that clip, Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly. I mean, how extraordinary is that to just have met those people, let alone to have worked with them, to have known them as friends, and so many more besides. That, you know, we're talking about the golden age of Hollywood, and a chance to just get a little insight for us, the audience, into what that world is like. Amazing stuff.
Is it going to be questions from anyone? Like anyone raise their hands and, you know, ask a question?
Yes, basically. Oh. There'll be an opportunity for the audience to not raise their hands. Dubai Opera's a little bit big for her to pick out people from the audience, maybe. But we'll use a live Twitter option for people to have a hashtag and ask their questions direct to her on stage. And we'll also, for those that don't want to use social media, we'll have a pen and paper version where people can write down their questions. We'll put them in a hat and she'll pick out some good ones.
Wow.
Now, she left England to find fame and fortune in Hollywood. She was just 20 years old, and she said it wasn't easy.
It was very, very difficult, and it was very upsetting. And but I was a young actress, and I had been under contract to J. Arthur Rank in England since I was 17. And after 3 years there, Daryl Zammit, the head of 20th Century Fox, had seen me in a movie and put me under contract for a vast amount of money in those days. And, you know, how many young girls of 20 English girls get the opportunity to go to Hollywood, where the prospect of, you know, being in, you know, wonderful movies was dangled. And so off I went. And, it was difficult to leave my mother and my sister, my little brother. And I had a boyfriend. He promised to come out. But I became accustomed to the L.A. life quite soon. And when you're very young, you can adjust. And I quickly made a lot of friends, some of whom I still have. And I love L.A. I go back there a lot.
I bet she really got into L.A. pretty quick.
Definitely.
As you say, it's going to be a real insight into Dame Joan Collins, you know, the dresses and, you know, the whole... There's a real mystique about her, isn't there?
You can ask about the dresses, you can ask about anything. she does have a list of things she won't talk about, but it's a very short list. Most things are absolutely fine.
Beauty secrets, that's one.
Beauty secrets.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. How to look that good at 80. Absolutely,
yes,
something everyone should know.
Yeah. And there's going to be loads of questions about Dynasty, of course, the TV show. And I actually asked her, you know, to tell me a bit about that show, and she said she had no idea when she got the call to take on this role, no idea who these people were.
Well, first of all, when my agent called me, he said, have you heard the Dynasty, don't you? I said, what's Dynasty? I know there's a restaurant called that down the road here. And he said, no, it's a TV series. It's not doing well at all. It's about to be cancelled, and they want to bring somebody in to play the ex-wife, somebody who is going to, you know, perk up the audience's interest. So I realized that. Oh, and he said it's only going to be 6 weeks to 2 months, and then it'll probably be cancelled. So I thought of it as a bit of a challenge, really, that they wanted me to come in and be interesting enough to turn the audiences around so that they would want to watch the show instead of watching Dallas. So that was a challenge, and I think I rose to it quite well.
I think you did, Joan, do a great job. Did people stop watching Dallas once Dynasty had come on? What do you think, Jasper? I mean, there was a real battle between those two shows.
I remember, I mean, this is going back some years, but I remember it, everyone had a favourite. You were either a Dynasty person or a Dallas person. You would watch the other one, but you definitely had your favourite.
Yeah. I mean, she just took it to another level. Once Dame Joan Collins got into that role, the show just took off.
So where can we get tickets to watch Dame Joan Collins then, Jasper?
So Dame Joan is on at Dubai Opera on Tuesday night. It's at 8 o'clock, dubaiopera.com. Tickets from 295 dirhams.
Now, we mentioned that you've got a lot going on at the moment. Preceding that on the Monday night is comedy.
Danny Boy, first comedy gig at Dubai Opera. Very, very busy week for us. Very busy couple of weeks. But again, so looking forward to this one. Something brand new, spoken word, obviously, but this time with pure humour all the way through. And such a great comedian to have first on the bill.
First comedian ever. That must be some pressure on him, though.
We've had a lot of firsts, you know. First opera singer ever was Placido Domingo. He managed, he pulled off an incredible night. And a year and a bit later, we've got around to having the first ever comedian. So I don't think he'll be too nervous. I think, you know, he's very experienced. He's been around for a lot. He's played the Sydney Opera House. He's played the Edinburgh Festival. He's done some amazing gigs. I think Dubai will be one more on the list for him when he's done.
Yeah, I think, these experienced comics, you know, can just walk into anywhere, can't they, and turn it on and do it. You know, the actual venue doesn't really bother them that much anymore.
I think the feeling of a room and an audience is important, but they're professionals. They know how to do this. They've done hundreds, if not thousands, of gigs in their career, and they are brilliant, as you say. It's just turning it on when they need to.
We actually spoke to Danny Boy a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him what his process was into getting into the mood.
A lot of it is just walking around, and I just like to get to a place early and spend a bit of time just trying to suss out what it is that's unique about that place and what it is that's funny, basically. There's a part of my brain always thinking funny, right? So, you know, it can be very annoying if you go in any kind of tourist walk with me, because I'm just always kind of looking at, you know, what I can turn into comedy for that evening. So, yeah, I tend to take those walks on my own now.
There's Danny Boy, then, who's performing Monday evening at Dubai Opera.
And tickets cost?
Tickets from 195 for Danny Boy.
And it's a 14-plus show, isn't it?
14-plus. A little bit of an age restriction for us, yeah.
Fantastic. We're going to come back. We've got a lot more to talk about when it comes to Dubai Opera, including that Christmas show, Jingle Bells. Can't wait for that to come to the Opera House. We'll have more when we come back.
We're currently joined by Jasper Hope from Dubai Opera.
Hi there.
Welcome back, Jasper. We've already talked that on Monday night you've got comedy at Dubai Opera with Danny Boy. Tuesday night, of course, Dame Joan Collins is going to be live on stage answering questions.
Yep.
But there's a lot to come up in the very near future as well. So we're going to get started on that. I think looking at Christmas and what's coming up then.
The week actually continues on Wednesday night. We have our music in the studio, just because we didn't think we had enough concerts this week. We put in another one.
All right.
And then Thursday, Christmas is upon us. Jingle Bells begins Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Five incredible Jingle Bells shows back in Dubai Opera.
Let's get in the mood, shall we? So, yeah, the Christmas spirit is definitely coming to Dubai Opera starting next Thursday, you said, yeah?
Yep, all your favourites, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Can't quite believe it. We had three performances last year. They were such a big hit. We've had to add a couple. We got five this year. They will all be sold out. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere as the festive season begins down at Dubai Opera.
Now, I flew to London to speak to Jay Alexander.
Of course you did.
Who is the musical director of the show. He told me a bit about the band and also what we can expect from the show.
It's going to be a really big band. So it's trumpets, trombones, saxophones, piano, bass, drums. So we'll make a huge sound and a very festive sound. You know, this is obviously, this concert is a sing-along as well. So we want people to join in, whether, you know, we'll have lyric sheets as well. So there's some, obviously the soloist will be doing some beautiful, you know, Christmas songs. So it's a mixture of Christmas carols, Christmas songs. We're even doing Frozen, so Let It Go. I know everyone's household has Let It Go, but it's on the chart there, and you know, it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Blue Christmas, but we've also got the beautiful Silent Night. You know, I think I love it all. I mean, the opening is Sleigh Ride. Come hear the sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting, ting-a-ling too, which all the singers will be doing. So, and then we start with a bit of, you know, we'll even be doing the 12 Days of Christmas. Come on. It couldn't get any more festive than that.
It couldn't really, could it? He's very animated, is Jay.
He's very animated, and it makes for a great show, because you mentioned there the audience participation. We want people to sing along, and people can be a bit shy sometimes in Dubai Opera. We need them to let go, to
open
have fun.
Up a bit.
Absolutely.
Let it go.
Indeed.
Never mind. Let it snow. Let it go. Talking of snow, is there any snow around?
Yeah.
Have you got them? I would imagine you've got the most incredible tree.
There'll be some festive effects. That's all I'm prepared to say for now.
Festive effects. Hopefully coming from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Once again, where can we get tickets, and how much are tickets for Jingle Bells?
Tickets are available at DubaiOpera.com. As always, tickets start at 150 dirhams.
And that starts on Thursday evening?
Starts on Thursday evening. Then there are two shows on Friday, an afternoon matinee at 3 p.m., evening at 8. And then on Saturday, we have an 11 o'clock in the morning, something special for those that can get out of bed. And then a 3 p.m. matinee show again.
Yeah, I mean, if Frozen's on, I'm there.
Okay. Look forward to seeing you.
Now, on to New Year. You've got a pretty hectic schedule coming up, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Just talk us through what's going to be happening.
Yeah, well, we've talked about firsts already. We thought we'd try a couple more. We thought we'd try and start our own New Year traditions at Dubai Opera. So we're going to have a big closing to the end of the year, a fantastic full orchestra, kind of last night of the year proms, really, really special opera and classical favourites, along with dinner, along with the chance to be in front of the Burj Khalifa, to listen to this amazing music, to see the outdoor show, and just be part of the excitement that is New Year's Eve in Dubai. And then the next day, we're going to have a gala concert. We're going to start a tradition of a New Year's Day performance, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, lots more classical favourites. Orchestra coming in from London. Got some soloists, got a really, really good and exciting programme planned for that.
So the gala dinner, is that at Sean Connolly's, or is it outdoors?
No, the gala dinner will be outside, literally outside the opera. So
Wow.
The idea is come and have a cocktail, come and have some canapés before, then see the show inside the auditorium as normal. There'll be a short interval, and then afterwards to have a, there's a selection of options, but different dinner packages either inside the venue but not in the restaurant, or else properly outside on a table literally right underneath the Burj Khalifa.
So it's a great view for the fireworks as well, because it's happening right there.
You could not be closer.
Will the fireworks be falling into your dessert?
Certainly not.
So tickets on sale yet for that?
Tickets are on sale for New Year's Eve, and they go on sale for New Year's Day on Tuesday.
And finally, we're going to talk about something that's happening next year.
Yeah, let's have some music. They're very beautiful and unmistakable, Swan Lake.
Yep, everybody's favourite, or so many people's favourites. In fact, I think if I've been asked one thing more than anything else, it's been, can we please have some more ballet next year?
Yes.
And that's what this is all about. Incredible Swan Lake. It's the majestic Houston Ballet. It's a brilliant, brilliant production. They're bringing not only the company, but a live orchestra. So you get to hear that incredible music of Tchaikovsky live in Dubai Opera with the amazing production in front of you.
There's so much ballet at Dubai Opera already. I'm so excited for next year. I'm already excited for, I think, April, we have
Romeo and Juliet.
Yep. Yes, and then now October.
October 24 to 27, Swan Lake by the Houston Ballet.
Do you think the word is getting round that Dubai Opera is, a great place to perform these great, wonderful, famous ballets?
Not just the ballets. I think every genre, you know, we are starting to be approached, which is a wonderful position for a building to be in. People from all around the world, all different kinds of music and entertainment are starting to get in touch and say, we heard so-and-so came, we heard you're doing this. Is there a chance we could do that? You know, and it's wonderful. That's exactly what we wanted, to get an international reputation very, very quickly. And we've been able to do that because it's such a stunning performance space for the artists and for the audiences to enjoy. And that word spreads very, very quickly.
Swan Lake tickets going on sale soon?
Swan Lake tickets are on sale as of immediately. DubaiOpera.com again. I think they start at 250 dirhams.
Jasper Hope, thank you so much for joining us from Dubai Opera. Wishing the best of luck for this week, especially with Dame Joan Collins. I'm sure that will be an amazing night on Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.